Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, April 25th. South Bruce OPP are looking for a missing man they say is known to frequent the Walkerton area. OPP say yesterday at about 8:30 at night, they received a report of a missing person from Ashfield, Colborne, Wawanosh Township. 43-year-old Thomas Brindley was last seen at a Lucknow Line address on April 20th. He's described as 5'10", weighing about 200 pounds with a slim build. He has short red hair, brown eyes, and was last seen wearing blue jeans and a black jacket. He drives a white Dodge Ram pickup truck. OPP say he has ties to Walkerton. They say officers want to speak with him to verify his well-being. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced the establishment of the Public Order Emergency Commission, an independent public inquiry following the invocation of the Emergencies Act. He says it will examine the circumstances that led to the declaration being issued and the measures taken in response to the emergency. This includes the evolution of the convoy, the impact of funding and disinformation, the economic impact and efforts of police and other responders prior to and after the declaration. Justice Paul Rouleau will submit a final report, which must be tabled in the House of Commons and Senate by February 20th, 2023. Ontario's New Democrats have released their platform for the upcoming June provincial election. They're promising universal publicly funded mental health care and to create Mental Health Ontario, a new coordinating organization that would take the lead on identifying and publicly reporting on mental health needs. The Ontario NDP say they'll declare the opioid crisis a public health emergency, take immediate action to begin hiring 10,000 PSWs and give them a raise of at least $5 above pre-pandemic levels. Twitter's board has accepted Elon Musk's offer to buy the social media company. The billionaire Tesla CEO is buying it for $54.20 a share, valued at about $44 billion. The transaction, which has been unanimously approved by board members, is subject to the approval of Twitter stockholders. If that happens, the company will become private. Musk has said in the past he doesn't believe Twitter is living up to its potential as a platform for free speech. He adds in a statement, he also wants new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating all humans. The Teeswater River Bridge replacement in Paisley is set to start next week. Work is set to begin on Bruce Road 3 on May 2nd. The design will allow for more river flow clearance and will have a lifespan of 75 years. The existing bridge location will be closed from July 1st to about August 31st, 2023 for construction. The project will start with the construction of a temporary bridge this May, which will connect Goldie Street and Church Street across the Teeswater River, serving as a connecting detour in Paisley. You can now borrow the internet from the Owen Sound and North Grey Union Public Library. The library has 20 Wi-Fi hotspots to lend free of charge to members. There is unlimited data provided with the hotspot sticks, which are able to be signed out for 3 weeks at a time. The library also loans Chromebooks and Amazon Fire tablets. The project is supported by the federal government's Healthy Communities Initiative. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 174 points to 21,011. The Dow Jones is up 238 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.51 US cents, down 16 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $98.48, down $3.59 a barrel. In sports, it's Game 3 in the OHL West quarterfinal series between the Owen Sound Attack and the Flint Firebirds tonight. The series is tied 1-1. It's 7 o'clock puck drop this evening at the Bayshore in Owen Sound. Just one game in the NHL, the Philadelphia Flyers visit the Chicago Blackhawks. Next game for the Toronto Maple Leafs is tomorrow night against the Detroit Red Wings. In the NBA playoffs, another do-or-die game for the Toronto Raptors tonight in Philadelphia. A big injury blow for the Raptors. Fred VanVleet will not play in Game 5. 8 o'clock tip-off, the 76ers hold a 3-1 lead in the first-round matchup. And in Major League Baseball, Toronto opens a four-game series at the Rogers Centre against the Boston Red Sox. The first pitch will fly at 7:07 tonight. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.